As described by the hydrologic cycle, the amount of surface water depends mostly on the amount of rainfall on terrestrial land. In a particular surface water source, the volume depends on the size of the watershed, the slope of the ground, the type of soil and vegetation, and the type of land use. The total land area that contributes surface runoff to a river or lake is called a watershed, drainage basin, or catchment area, terms that are used interchangeably. A watershed is an area of land that catches rainfall and directs it to a stream, river, or lake. It also includes the natural and built environment that affects or becomes affected by the watershed. In a given watershed, surface water bodies are interconnected, and any activity upstream has an impact on downstream use and may render it unusable. Similarly, downstream activities, for example, building dams, may also affect upstream ecosystems and built infrastructure. Therefore, it's important that surface water sources are managed at a watershed scale. This ensures that the interconnections between the different uses and users are addressed in a systematic manner. Although the watershed approach is logical and seems simple, in many cases, watersheds cross political boundaries, and that often makes their management very challenging. Transboundary issues require that management address issues of water policies and legal issues within each boundary, and that a strong and well-functioning cooperation mechanism is established that engages all relevant stakeholders.